jobs and wages.
I grew up in Bricktown, New Jersey, a working class white sort of town. And I remember when I was a teenager, we saw three Mexicans that just appeared. We don't know, you know, how they got there, where they came from, whatever, but you would see these three Mexicans riding on their bicycles. That's when all of a sudden we started to hear about fears about Mexicans coming over and taking people's jobs. And I think that's still a fear of people today.
Nobody wants to go and work for $5 an hour, and the immigrants will come, and they will all line up to work for $5 an hour, because back home in their country, that dollar means a lot. In Jamaica, one of American dollar is $33 in Jamaica. In my country, when I send home money to my family, if I send $10, that's nearly $70 home for them. So, I mean, you see the difference. To them, it's like a gold mine. They're coming. You want to come into this. But when you get here, you ask yourself, you know, is it really worth it?
Rick Altman, Max Castro.
Immigrants that are coming in tend to be of lower skilled and lower education, which at the rate they're coming in, is going to forever consign them to lower income levels in our society.
Mostly they're here because Americans hire them.
Lower income and lower middle income wages have actually declined in real terms because of this flood of immigrant labor. And it's unfair to the working poor. That is like a narcotic that businesses are using to keep their profits going.
They have farm workers that come in and do jobs that a lot of Americans wouldn't want to do. Last year I went to get my citizenship, and they had this Cuban lady talk about, you know, where she's coming from and everything that she's been through, and now she's like the top lawyer. So, I mean, not everybody have to depend on the welfare system to get ahead.
We had a huge influx here in 1980 of about 100,000 Cubans and Haitians, and a couple of economists looked at the situation, and they found no unemployment effects and not any great wage effects either. Probably the top economist on this issue, who happens to be a Cuban American. He says, look, immigration increases wealth of the country somewhat, not as much as people would claim, he says, but it's very poorly distributed. It helps employers and it hurts workers. Well, let's distribute it better through the tax system or some other way.